Good morning. It's good being with you again this morning. There are many who believe that after God created the worlds, he separated himself from any interaction with man, leaving us at the mercy of the world's systems. Such thoughts could not be further from the truth. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ desires for us to get to really know him. He has made the riches of his compassion, his wisdom, and his power accessible to any believer who truly longs for him. Paul expressed his heart to the church at Philippi when he wrote to them, "That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings." Paul wanted to know Christ beyond just an intellectual concept. He yearned for a deeper understanding of the one who gave his life to save him. He wanted to comprehend the love that caused him to offer himself, along with the supernatural power involved in his resurrection. He even wanted to enter into a fuller comprehension of Christ's sufferings. In all, Paul was willing to deny himself, along with his own will and desires, in order to get to know Jesus better. Paul had come face to face with Christ, and suddenly everything changed. The zeal he had shown trying to purge Judaism from the threat of Christianity was redirected, making him its greatest defender. Paul became a firebrand for the cause of Christ, willingly subjecting himself to great dangers and persecutions in most of the cities he entered, all because of his new devotion to Christ. Paul had been trained by some of the most elite teachers Judaism had to offer. He knew the law of Moses, along with the oral traditions, better than most. When he came to understand that Jesus was the long-awaited Messiah, the fulfillment of the Jewish scriptures, the same scriptures came alive to him. For the first time, he had a complete and accurate understanding of their meaning. Truth by truth, Paul came to see how Jesus was what had been missing from his full comprehension of the writings of old. Paul discovered the grace of God so beautifully on display throughout God's Word. It was that grace that made salvation a free gift by faith. Paul came to understand the mystery of the church. That which had been hidden from man was revealed to Paul, creating in him the burden and vision to start the local New Testament churches wherever he went. Paul had amazing insight and understanding into God's Word and into the life of Christ. One briefly mentioned event apparently was used in his life to facilitate such spiritual insight. Though not mentioned anywhere in the book of Acts, Paul mentioned in his letter to the churches of Galatia that following his conversion on the road to Damascus, where he met Jesus, he spent some time alone in the desert. He wrote in Galatians 1:17, "Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus." Instead of engaging with the apostles immediately after his conversion, Paul instead got alone with Christ and his word. He determined to get to know Christ intimately and for himself, not through the experiences of others. Paul would study the scriptures looking for evidences of Christ, asking for leading by the Spirit of Christ, and fellowship personally with the one who had saved him. I think we far too often get all of our knowledge of Christ through the eyes and experiences of others instead of for ourselves. Perhaps that is why our knowledge of Christ remains somewhat superficial. Let's really get to know him. God bless you today. I love you.